Hey, how about them tops, son?
All day, SEC boys. SEC. Crazy all day, baby.
You're listening to the Red Out Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into a Red Out short clip here. This is from our latest episode. Hope you enjoy. Okay, so, back on track since we keep losing everything. We're going to rank our stupid comedy shows that we love. Now these, I'm not going to really put any kind of context on these just because I want to see what everybody's
answers are. Or not even like order, just your favorite ones. Just give a list of your favorite ones.
Alright, Ross, why don't you start? And let's see what you got, buddy.
I'm going to keep it to three. And I'm going to go off the obvious ones that you guys might say, like the ones that are big probably about 10 years ago. So I'm going to go through three that you may or may not have. Number three would be a show on AMC called Brockmire. Have you guys heard of that one?
No, I haven't heard of that one.
It's about a drunk former baseball announcer it's on AMC, and it's hilarious. The guy does like all the voices on The Simpsons. So check that one out.
That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good one.
He watches out of the majors because some crazy incident, and then it's just him just being drunk the whole time, so it's pretty funny. Number two, I'll say Silicon Valley on HBO. You guys watch that?
No, but I hear it's good.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've heard it's really good stuff, so.
That one's kind of clever and kind of nerdy and stupid, but yeah, it's pretty funny. Just makes fun of all the, you know, the big tech companies out west. And then the last one, my gold standard for funny, I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. The Seinfeld, Larry David type yes. comedy, it's awesome.
See, that's interesting. I would not have pegged you for a Curb fan. Yeah.
That's funny.
I love Curb.
Okay.
I mean, I also am going to love like all the ones you guys say, but I just wanted to be different.
So. Yeah, I hear you. I tried to get two or three, or at least two ones I don't think you guys are going to get.
Okay. Jared, why don't you take it, bud?
All right. So, I mean, I tried to remember some of the older shows. My all-time favorite is the older show, but more recent, three, like the old Big Bang Theory episodes, I thought those were really quality. I thought that was good stuff.
I hate Big Bang Theory. It needs to die.
I'm glad it's finally in its last season, but when it first started and it was like kind of coming up and everything, like those early episodes I really liked. Number two, this is thinking back to nostalgia a little bit, was there was a TV show on MTV called Yo Mama, where it's like whoever could say like Yo Mama jokes, and like that was when I was in like middle school or like a freshman in high school, when like Yo Mama jokes were like at its peak, where you want to know the best one to roast your friends with, like, so that was
very quality. I remember that show.
But to me, no comedy will ever, and I mean ever, y'all can fight me over this, no comedy will ever be greater than Whose Line Is It Anyway?
That's true.
I loved that show so much. Like, I would be in tears laughing so hard.
Excellent show.
They would be doing on that show in the day. So that will always be my favorite, always special place in my heart. Very good show.
I will say that some of my favorite episodes of Whose Line is when Robin Williams was on there.
Those
are the greatest, because he is one of the greatest character
actors.
He's
the king of improv.
Ever. Yeah, and improv,
king.
Oh my
absolute
gosh.
King.
But yes, I completely agree with those.
Wayne Brady, man.
Oh my gosh, Brady's great. I liked, what was it, Colin, and what's the other guy's
Ryan
name?
Ryan Stiles,
yes. Dude. Both those guys, hilarious.
Can I add one more to my list that just popped in my head?
Go for it, buddy.
Chappelle Show.
Dude.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You got hate in your heart, you got to let it out.
Yeah.
Greatest show ever.
That's one, man.
The racial draft is still the quality.
That's really good, too. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That's one of the shows that might not get off the ground today.
It wouldn't exist today. It would not. Yeah. I'm just convinced there's too many woke people would be against it.
Too many wokes. Too many woke people. But no, I think, what was it, the Ginkos or whatever he was, the copier store that he did? Have you seen that episode?
No, I don't remember that
one. Oh, my gosh, yes. That show, by far, classic show. And
the Wrap It Up Box. Yeah, there's
yes.
so many.
What was, what was the guy's name, the white supremacist one that he did?
I don't remember, but it was the
boy. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I'm thinking the crackhead, Tyrone Bigum.
Tyrone, yes.
He still lives on in memes, never fear.
Yes, oh my gosh.
Got any more of those Pokeballs?
Yeah, exactly. Anything.
Jake. Let you take it, bud.
So you guys did not take the one that is my favorite television show of all time, and I'm glad you didn't, because that's coming. So number three for me is a show called The IT Crowd, or like The It Crowd.
Wow.
It's on Netflix. It's a British show about this giant stupid corporation's IT department, and they're in the basement, and they're super nerdy, and it's really funny. Number two for me is Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Yes.
I stinking love Monty Python's Flying Circus. Like, my wife hates it because it's on Netflix now. So, like, I'll just play it, and it's just so stupid and awesome.
Yes.
And then my favorite television show of all time is The Office. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That is my favorite television show. Me and my wife
love The Office.
Love The Office. Me and my wife do an annual rewatch of The Office, start to finish, every year, except... Gosh. For Scott's Tots. We skip Scott's Tots because that episode is too cringy. And
Scott's Tots.
It's the one. So it's where years before he makes a promise to a group of like second graders in an inner city high school that if they all graduate from high school and get into college, he's going to pay for the college tuition. And then they all do, like 10 years later.
Oh,
and they call him and he has to come in, and like they're all excited and they're like have this like dance routine, they're singing, they're celebrating. And he like buys them all like laptop batteries. That's
yes,
what he can afford.
That.
Yeah,
oh,
is an absolute, like that one is so cringy and bad that I can't watch it. But other than that, like The Office is my absolute. And it used to be my favorite TV show. Used to be The West Wing, because I think The West Wing is masterful.
Yeah,
like it's one of the best shows. I love those like proper political dramas.
Yeah.
But Devin doesn't like because it was a Democrat president.
Well, no, I don't care. I just politics at this point in my life is just.
But it was good though. It was just so it like had a.
It was organized.
Yeah, it had a good moral and every like the.
Sure.
It was awesome.
I would rather watch Veep than West Wing.
Is real good. Veep is very
really
good
too.
But no, that used to be my favorite show, and then like I really got into The Office and like just.
I actually said
favorite
and watched The
Office is The Alliance, early one.
Oh, The Alliance is such a good, like seasons two through five, maybe like even on into six, are like that's the like peak Office, and even some of the later stuff was okay. Like I was sad when Carell left.
California was weird, but yeah,
he had mouth
noise,
man. Do you guys know? Have you watched
you
all
about?
The Office?
Yes, but I don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
Robert California. Here we go.
Oh yeah. You're talking about, like,
James Spader?
Yes.
Yeah. James Spader has mouth noise, and it bothers me.
I love
me.
James Spader, but yeah, mouth noise is what...
He would just... Like, every time he would talk in that... And he doesn't do that in all characters.
Nope.
But in that one, for some reason, it was just so creepy and just... Like, him and Gabe can go...
I love James Spader, though. The whole story behind that is hilarious, though. He's like, well, what's your name? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, the guy I killed's name was Robert California or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like... Oh my god.
Well,
gosh,
so they tried to make
hilarious.
Him like a crappier version of Creed in a lot of ways. Which, by the way, Creed Bratton, low key, best character on the show.
Yes. Yeah, he's pretty good. All of the pranks on the show are my favorite. One of my favorites is the Morse code one.
The Morse code one is really good. Asian Jim is great.
Asian Jim's great. The Murder Jim one, I cried. I laughed so hard at that.
I also, one of the openers, you know, that is my favorite is when he gets when Dwight gets the pumpkin stuck on his head. He's like, I guess I'll just have to let it rot off. That's amazing.
I don't know. The cord.
The cord. Oh, yeah, I got
the cord
up there.
Going up there.
Yeah.
And then also the fax. When Jim was at the other office and he would fax, and he told him that it was
the
time
poison.
Machine.
Oh, and the poison coffee.
Yes.
No.
Great stuff.
Now, if you haven't seen The Office, we have just spoiled and like ruined some stuff for you. But go. What are you doing?
You'll love it.
Go and watch it. It came out like 2003 or something.
Yeah.
Go watch it.
We used to watch it every week in college when I was in college.
Yeah. Go now. After you get done with this, when you save this to go back and watch all of The Office. It's amazing.
It's a great show. Check it out.
Sorry, Devin's.
For mine, I'm going to kind of go in descending order, you know, top 10, David Letterman style. Netflix show called Big Mouth. Have you seen it?
Is that good? Because everybody told me it was real weird.
It is puberty-based, and it's got adult actors doing the voices for this as the, quote, kids or the teens, and it's hilarious.
That sounds terrifying and awesome.
And there is also hormone monsters that are really hilarious.
Hormone monsters.
Yes. Another one for me is Bob's Burgers.
Dude, Bob's Burgers, awesome.
Love
show.
Bob's Burgers.
Love Bob's Burgers.
Another one, which Jake and I are huge fans of, The League.
Oh, I love The League. That was on my list.
Oh, yeah. League, that's a good one.
Love The League. Nick Kroll, he's hilarious.
So good.
greatest. And my all-time favorite is South Park.
Absolutely, South Park.
And my wife abhors South Park because I will sit and watch from season 1 to season 22 nonstop. Well, obviously, you know, every night until I finish it, I will sit and watch it.
Favorite because, South Park episode?
The Minecraft, or not Minecraft, the World of Warcraft
That's
episode.
That's a good episode.
The Ginger episode is another good one.
The fake Civil War reenactors.
Yes.
Dude, I like Casa Bonita.
The S'more Schnapps, yes. Casa Bonita.
Oh, and obviously, the chili, Scott.
Scott Tinnerman.
Yes.
Eats his parents.
I meant to eat your parents.
And the
Radiohead, that whole episode.
Oh my gosh, Radiohead, yes. That's hilarious. Some of the newer ones are okay. I did not like the, the continuation they did in season 20 through 21.
It was funny, but it wasn't as... It was funny for like two episodes and it kind of dragged on.
Yeah, the member berries are great. I love the member berries.
My wife quotes that and has never seen any of those episodes.
Member!
We'll be saying something about that and she'll be like, ah, member. And I'm just like, you haven't even seen that episode.
Yeah, you have no idea what you're talking about.
She's like, I've seen the memes.
Isn't that what half of this podcast is, member berries?
Yes.
Pretty much.
It's basically
member.
Remember.
Remember Star Wars? I remember.
I tell you another good
remember
one.
Remember when Ty Rogers hit that shot?
I remember.
Well, I'll tell you what another funny one is that Randy Marsh is Lord.
Oh, dude, that was a good like, that running joke is just good.
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry, I thought this was America. Then fighting Bat Dad.
Yes, Bat Dad was a great, that's a great episode, yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah,
because they're just trying to lose at Little League and everyone else is better at losing than them.
Yes.
Like the state team hits it directly into Stan's glove. They're like, guys, they're really good at losing.
Oh my gosh. Denver will never lose to Bat Dad.
Yeah, oh, guys, so good.
Great show. I tell you, some characters actually have disappeared from the show.
That doesn't surprise me.
Pip. If anybody knows who Pip was in the early show, he's the little British kid.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Is Tweak still there, or Butters?
Tweak is there. They made Tweak gay, which is kind
of
frustrating.
I saw one of those episodes.
That was a very frustrating episode, because
like,
I was like...
But it was funny. I thought it was hilarious because, like, he wasn't gay.
He's not gay.
And then, like, the story, like...
They're, like, the kings of that stuff. They, like, call out everybody else for, like, these non-logical plot points.
But it was funny because they, like...
The Asian girls decided they were gay.
And then they just were after
they're
that.
They're just gay.
And it's like, okay, you draw some fanfic, some fan art, it's done. It's on Tumblr.
God.
It's a thing now.
Yeah. Oh, another one is... Another great episode is The Frightening. Or no, The Startling. That's what it was. With the guinea pigs. That's what it was.
Yes.
That was hilarious.
The Jersey Shore ones also like that.
Jersey Shore, yes, because they had Osama bin Laden was the unknown ally that they had to come in and save them from the Jersey people.
But
it's a Jersey thing. It's a Jersey thing.
But we could go on and on about South Park for like literally all night, because there's been 22 seasons. I think they will surpass The Simpsons at some point.
The Simpsons is a show that I love.
That's another South Park episode.
That is a great one. My thing is, and I think it's hilarious right now, Jared is like silent. I don't know if...
Jared, do you hate South Park?
No, I like South Park. I just haven't watched it as much as you guys have.
Oh, well,
evidently.
You should rectify the situation immediately,
yes.
Jared.
Buddy. My thing is, with The Simpsons, they are to the point where they're not funny.
They haven't been funny since like the late 90s.
Yeah, they're...
It used to be pretty good. I did watch The Simpsons like a long time ago, but other than that...
20 years
the
is
newer
a long
stuff,
time to be
relevant. Just like,
they're up to 30.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like, the last 10, like... That first...
Same with Family Guy in my book. Same thing. I used to love it about 10 years ago, and it's kind of back.
See, I haven't watched Family Guy. I'm not a big Family Guy fan. I'm kind of like Cartman in that aspect. But...
Another great episode. Manatees picking
the manatees. But, yeah, like Jake said, we could talk about this all night. Y'all keep sending your questions to us. I'll try and post on Facebook, Twitter, etc. And, you know, hopefully we'll try and get a Red Out page on Facebook. Because that's typically my venue of social media. Jake is the Twitter dude.
I freaking love Twitter.
Yeah, Jake's a Twitterer. I'm not. And our friend Travis Helton is too, but you know, it's whatever.
We can do it on the Tower Rack page, guys.
Exactly. We can do it on the Tower Rack page as well. But we'll try and get some more questions
out there. One last thing before we sign off is that I would like to say my condolences and RIP to the Daily Dragon, the UAB blog that is no longer in existence. RIP. It was really good. They had Dave closed it. He's a really good guy.
He was so good on Twitter.
Really well. See, like, we are special. Like, we have a good following, and we are slowly starting to get more people in, and people are kind of buying into our vision with the towel rack, and I'm really thankful for all the people who have not only listened to this, but all that as well, so thank you for supporting. RIP Daily Dragon.
Agreed. Also, you know, that's one of those things, like, people talk about, like, how much they hate Twitter and, like, how toxic Twitter is, but
yeah,
I don't see that, because I have curated our Twitter to just be, like, WKU and other sports thing things.
Yep.
So I don't see all the, like, hateful terribleness. I just see funny sports thing stuff.
So, to the Daily Dragon.
So young.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't resist. But, sorry,
don't
guys.
Play it too long. You're going to be taken down for copyright issues.
Yeah, right, that's it. That's
yeah,
all
that, I only played, like, 5 seconds, but okay. I hate it for those guys. I mean, that's... You know,
that's part, I mean,
it's part
of
it, but, you know...
Well, the thing was, I followed that guy on Twitter, too. It was just a one-man band. And that's what I think sustains the towel rack. And we've got 7 of us that are active on there. And, you know, when somebody gets too busy with life events, you know, everyone else picks up the slack.
Yep.
And that's kind of what... That's how you sustain a blog. That's how the KSRs and the Card Chronicles and... These long-running blogs for so long do that, and I think that's why we're building something good. So.
Agreed.
Completely agree. But, as always, follow us on Twitter, RedOut1906. Follow the Towel Rack. They do content daily. Follow the Music Man and Ross and the rest of us are over there. And, as always, go Tops!
Go Tops!
Go Tops!
Go Tops.